Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Something just happened in the studio. What did you just drink?
Are you talking to me, Dave?
I am talking to you.
Because
you,
he knows what I just drank, which was a delicious and refreshing Topo Chico.
Because that's what Mahoney drinks literally all day, every day.
Don't know why they haven't sponsored the show yet.
Because no one listens to this show, Mahoney. But Audrey, that concoction, that Witch's Brew that you just pounded, what is that?
It was pre-workout, Dave.
Why are you taking pre-workout at the beginning of the show?
Is it? Well, here's the thing, is that I might have stayed up until about midnight 30 last night.
Midnight?
Yes. And I...
What the hell you doing on midnight?
I was just hanging out. Living life.
A movie? Did you
I watched...
Did you watch When Harry Met Sally?
No. I watched Sleepless in Seattle first.
Oh, that's a good movie.
I wanted to like have a climax of Meg's, like my Megathon. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be like...
You want to climax with the climax?
Yes. Yeah,
are you going to finish with the Megalodon?
No. That's not Meg Ryan.
Oh, you said you just wanted a Meg climax.
I was thinking, you know, Meg Ryan, all of our movies.
Jason Statham and Meg Ryan in one movie. That would be amazing.
Would it?
Would it, though?
No, they made the porno version yet? Because you know how they make the porno parodies? Because you got Megalodon, and obviously, it just you add a G in there.
And it's done.
And then it's just, that's what's swimming through the ocean. And then it turns out that's not the biggest one. There's an even bigger Megalodon that's coming to kill you.
It's like a giant wiener.
Giant wiener. So again, why are you drinking pre-workout? I mean, like coffee, sure.
Well,
yeah,
I'm out of creamer.
I see.
And
you don't want to.
I continuously forget.
Yeah.
To go out and get creamer.
Got it.
Days slammed. Days are totally slammed.
Yeah. So busy.
I'm kind of a forgetful person from time
to time.
Are there
calories in that?
Let's look at the packet.
Because I don't know. I've never taken pre-workout. I took creatine in high school, and I hated it.
Well, it's the Celsius kind, so it's not like I'm going to sit here and like start itching like a, you know.
Yeah, that's the problem that I have with the pre-workout is anytime I take it, I start itching.
It was a meme. But what I saw like yesterday, your friend was posting, who's like the crazy workout friend you have.
Yeah.
Talking about how caffeine is more effective than pre-workout as far as
longevity,
performance in the gym.
Yeah, a lot of people who are in the gym say just drink a cup of black coffee before you go in, and you're totally fine. The pre-workout, what is the worst part about a lot of it is that you get that crash. And you get that itch, and it's just not really that great for you.
Like a lot of sugar.
It's not regulated.
No. Well, but this is
it's
Celsius.
It's dietary supplement, and they don't police what's in it.
So the Celsius ones are like zero sugar, and I like that about those. Mm-hmm. And these don't make me feel itchy. So, I just grabbed one. I have to work. I'm choosing Healthy Happy Habits right after the show. So I was like, you know what? Let's just like strap in and yeehaw this day.
All right. Let's go.
You know?
Let's do it.
Let's just start the day with some, let's just see where it goes. Let's just chug some pre-workout because it's gone. I just drank the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Today might get a little weird.
You did take the whole thing down in one solid pull, which was very impressive.
Are we
doing a keg stand of pre-workout next?
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Do you guys like let your hair down when you travel? Like, do you feel like you do stuff that you wouldn't normally do when you're on the road? Like, do you eat bad, stay up late?
Yes and yes.
Ian has talked about how many times when he checks into a hotel room, the first thing that he wants to do is go to town on himself.
You have to.
Yeah. It's kind of like marking your territory.
That's exactly what it is. That's my room for the night.
You guys don't get worried about like cameras in your rooms?
Like anyone's going to be secretly watching me. Go ahead.
If you have in the past, I sincerely apologize.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut me in on the royalties.
Right?
Yeah, y'all are on Pornhub somewhere.
You want Kim Kardashian this? Just go ahead and like, you know.
Are you our Kris Jenner, Audrey?
I will be.
Coach us up.
I will be your Kris Jenner.
Put your leg up on the sink.
I am not that flexible.
Oh.
There's no.
See?
Put it on the toilet, Mahoney.
No, I need a squatty potty. That's about the one.
Squatty potty.
Mahoney's just going to town on himself with a squatty potty.
Hey, if you don't know.
Just crouched over like Gollum.
Of a squatty potty, you are missing out. They
are. Is that guy having a seizure?
Revolutionary.
I'm a envisioning you not like doing that per se. But
thank you. I am. I'm seeing it right
but
now.
I feel like it would be so funny to see somebody on a squatty potty just like squatted down, not necessarily on the toilet, but doing a very Gollum-esque pose while doing that.
On the squatty potty?
I feel
potty?
Like
yeah,
that would
that.
Be nightmare fuel.
Yeah.
Saying my precious.
But we would be very regular. Things would be good.
The reason why I ask is because a 34-year-old guy by the name of Roble Howard was staying at a Motel 6 in Butte, Montana.
They leave the light on for him?
I imagine they did.
Thank you, Tom Baudet.
It was on a Monday. Around noon, an employee saw him walking outside totally naked.
Happens.
And they were very understanding employees. They just said, excuse me, sir. Would you please put some clothes on? He said, no. And they said, no problem. If you wouldn't mind, then could you please go back in your room? So he went back inside. And then a short time later, he emerged from his Motel 6 room, still totally naked. So they had to talk with him a second time. And this time he got angry and he headbutted an employee.
Butt naked.
Head-buted somebody, Dave.
That's a geography joke.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message.
We need to study and pass a test for many things in life, like driving. And yet we don't need to do that for being a parent?
Message deleted.
What are you going to do? Like, go into somebody's bedroom while they're getting it on and be like, whoa, wait a second. You look like you are about to take the first step to being a parent. I would like you to sit down and take this exam.
Also, stop trying to gatekeep reproduction.
Like, yes, hey, Mahoney. Thank you.
Guess what? If there was a quiz for people to, if they had to be smart enough to have kids, you wouldn't be here.
Oh,
because your parents are dumb.
Dang.
Oh man, but I mean, to be fair, like nobody knows what you're doing whenever you're first a parent.
No, it's not about being the parent. It's about you being too stupid to breed. Is I think this guy's point, right?
Yeah.
I'm just curious do we know anyone that has exceptionally stupid parents, but then they turned out to be really smart?
Well, I feel like sometimes if you're really stupid, you might be very caring. So, like, you could be a fantastic nurturer.
Yeah.
You're just not, might not be able to help you with your homework.
your third grade homework.
Just, like, pat you on your back as you, like, cry through it together.
You guys underestimate the need of stupid people in the world.
Yes.
We underestimate the need for stupid people
in
the world?
We need stupid people.
I mean, I just feel like we have maybe a few too many.
Nah.
I mean, I don't feel like we have a shortage of stupid people.
We need more.
Stupid, there's mean no drought. People. Stupid, mean people are not the same as stupid, nice people.
That's true. Everyone likes a stupid, nice person.
Everyone loves a stupid, nice person.
Makes you
person.
Feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, you're so dumb.
All the stupid, nice people come this way.
Let's hang out.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, guys. So Mahoney's claiming to have been to 1,000 McDonald's. Mm-hmm. 1K. 1,000. My curiosity is, if he been to all these 1,000 McDonald's, how many of them ice cream machines be working? I mean, I'll have a good one.
Message deleted.
That's so true.
I love the way that guy finished it.
I mean, I'll have a good one.
Two. You have not been to 1,000 different
been
McDonald's.
To 1,000 McDonald's.
You are such a liar.
100%.
You just know that that's not verifiable in any way.
It is 100% verifiable.
Okay.
I'm 40 years old.
Uh-huh.
Go back to the 40 years ago. My parents took me, like, man, anytime I go to, like, doctor, the dentist, anything.
I'm not saying you haven't been to McDonald's 1,000 times. Also, right?
Every time you went to the dentist, here's a french fry. No wonder you love fast food. Your parents took you there as a treat.
It was a celebration.
Exactly. And life is something to be celebrated.
But yes, I have been like over 40 years. 40 years times 365 days. So 40 times 365 plus another 10 extra days there.
So you would go to a different McDonald's every time?
Add another 10 days for leap years. So 14,000. So, yeah, once every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks, you're going to a new one, including the time when you couldn't walk or drive or get around on your own.
Your mom would drive you
DoorDash
to a
counts.
New one.
You are a liar.
DoorDash counts.
No, DoorDash doesn't count because that's the same McDonald's.
Not always. Sometimes I mix it up.
You're
a big old fibber.
I have been
such
a liar.
You lie
to your friends. You lie to your friends' faces.
Do you know how
right
many
now.
Total McDonald's there are in the entire United
States? Like 5,000.
No, there's like 13,000 total McDonald's.
Okay, so that I've been to.
You're telling me you've been to basically one out of every 10 McDonald's in the entire United States of America.
Southwest region.
I have been to every Sbarro's in America.
Every Sbarro's.
That is a flat out lie. That is a lie. I know it. Because I didn't see you at the opening of the new one.
Okay,
you were there, weren't you?
All right. Every Sbarro's in an indoor mall. I've been to.
I believe that.
You are correct. You are a felon and don't even realize it. There's a book out there called Three Felonies a Day. It's a book about how every American commits three felonies a day according to BS laws that have been made throughout the years.
Can you give us examples of the laws?
Yeah, what are like some simple felonies that people...
I don't know, but that guy sounded like a felon, didn't he?
Yeah.
He sounded kind of...
What are felonies?
Those are the toughest.
Worst
crimes.
So like... murder. Destruction. Oh, well, yeah, but like destruction of a mailbox?
If it's over a certain...
I think that's a federal crime. I don't think it's a felony. Like
Depends on how much damage.
They really ingrained that into our minds when we were a kid. They're like, if you mess with somebody,
you're going to jail forever.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Do you have that friend that you can just bro down with about whatever bad decision that you're making in life? You know, like, we all have that one friend, like, anytime you want to go to the bar and grab a drink, you're like, I know who to call. Because they're always going to be like, yeah, I'll see you there. But when it comes to, like, eating poorly... Mahoney's that guy for me.
Hey, man. I'm here for you. I'm a good friend.
You are. Yeah. So what I've discovered about myself is that I now eat like a toddler because I'm very regularly feeding toddlers.
Okay.
Yesterday, middle of the day, totally inappropriate time to be eating really anything because I'd already eaten lunch. Dinner was like an hour and a half away. I ate 1.5 hot dogs.
And a half.
1.5.
What kind of hot dogs are we talking?
They were the good hot dogs. They were the Wagyu dogs.
Oh, you went to like the butcher shop?
From the butcher shop.
You are so bougie that you buy hot dogs from the butcher?
Well, so I was already there like getting meat for a little cookout, but the kids really like hot dogs more than they do like steak or burgers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they actually don't sell like regular hot dogs. They just have like these Wagyu dogs. They're actually really, really tasty hot dogs. But they're like big fat boys. And so, my 6-year-old wanted a hot dog, but she, you know, I just cut it in half. And then that was big enough for her. If it was a whole thing, it would have been too much.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, now I just have this extra half a hot dog. And so I just like, I raw dog the dog. I just picked it up, just dunked it in some mustard and just ate it.
Well, that's not raw dogging.
You didn't cook it?
No. They were cooked.
Dude, you got to be a maniac to eat a hot dog raw.
I used to do that as a kid. Those those little like Vienna sausage things that have like all the goo on the inside of the can.
No.
As a kid, I was a trash can. I mean, like whatever you see, you just eat, you know? And cold hot dogs were a delicacy.
Have you murdered somebody? Is that because I feel like that is a trait of a murderer.
A murderer.
You're out here eating raw ass hot dogs.
I mean, I don't mean to like bring it up again, but we did have the Alabama butt worms.
Can you stop bringing that up?
Well, I mean,
I'm single.
You're talking about.
Can we not talk about that ever again?
Okay, so you had Alabama butt worms.
I hate you.
I know.
Stop.
I know.
I mean,
look at what time it is. Okay,
he's not awake yet.
Stop. I'm literally gonna barf.
Can you get tapeworms from a raw ass
hot
dog?
Yes, of course you can. That's how you get them.
I'm so annoyed.
Sorry.
So yeah.
But anyway, the point is, I eat like a child now. I, you know, for the longest time, like just very diligent with like specific foods, trying to be healthy.
Gaining weight?
Now, yeah, of course. But like just handfuls of goldfish and everything else.
Do we need to do like one of those dumbass like weight challenges or something?
No, me and you.
All of us.
Let's all do it together.
You're already all fit and stuff. You already got a head start.
Yeah, that's why. I was going to say, hopefully I'll win.
We're not doing it per capita. We're doing just total weight.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't like losing them out.
She's going to be over here getting her implants taken out to win.
Dude, I will.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Misconnection Inspection.
The Misconnection Inspection is where people go to Craigslist and they'll put up these posts because they probably had a fleeting interaction with somebody out in the public and they want more because they didn't seize the opportunity. And so it's our job, Mahoney, to amplify these messages, to give them the best shot at connecting with this person that obviously they're meant to be with.
Dave, I respect the old school hustle of going to the internet to try to have the adult relations with a stranger who you just kind of saw in a fleeting moment.
So this one is really very touching. beautifully written.
I hope it's actually not touching.
Yeah, me too, because it's entitled To the Fluffy Woman.
Oh, no.
I saw you walking in the parking lot. Your chest moved like it had a life of its own. Could watch you walk all day. Wish I'd asked you for your contact information. Hope you live in the area.
Use this as a reference to know how to never talk to a woman ever. Yeah.
First off, fluffy, not great.
Horrible description title. Don't
fluffy
like that
with
at
two
all.
F's. Yeah. Like two C's. Is that like thick with two C's?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I don't think so.
Or is it fluffy
so.
With two Y's? Like fluffy. why would you say that to me? Why? Fluffy. Why?
This one, Audrey, kind of up your alley here. Tatted guy at LA Fitness.
Yes.
I was watching you lift, and I felt myself blushing and having naughty thoughts.
Oh, my God. This is me.
I feel like you're my soulmate, which is not like me to think about you in such terms, but there was something very magnetizing about you. I wonder what it is.
This is dude for dude, is it not?
Dude for dude. Dude for dude.
Dude for dude.
Yeah.
Dude for
dude.
Hell yeah.
Because no woman's like... I found you magnetizing. No right. woman is using that verb.
Should we say it's magnetizing?
No, we should not.
We should not.
We could.
This one is entitled Ugly Duckling.
Oh, no.
Late bloomer making up for lost time. Mid-30s man, tall, bald, and handsome.
Talking about himself then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll pull your hair and respect the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he resents the hair. That.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
resents the hair.
No.
I will yank your hair respectfully.
Rex respectfully.
What a king. Thank you, sir. Respectfully. Consensually.
I like that he's like, hey, I was a butt ugly kid, and I'm just trying to make up for lost time.
At least he didn't peak in high school.
Yeah, true.
I mean, there really is something to be said about some character building in your ugly duckling phase from your youth.
Yeah, but if you think you're picking in your 30s, too.
Was it all downhill?
Yeah.
Oh, how about this? Mahoney, that's depressing.
How about this short king? It's entitled Tall Voluptuous Stunner. I'm a little guy, but you are tall, voluptuous, elegant. That tiny skirt was trying its hardest. And I did not mind that it would occasionally give me a peek underneath. Is he 3 feet tall? Well, you're a toddler?
It's a garden gnome.
I've seen what those pointy hats do.
Little pocket person.
While the guys in the back were working on your car, I wanted to take you in the back and paint you. Oh, my God.
Okay, going to be Jack from Titanic.
I don't think it's quite that romantic. Going to be fantasizing about you all day now. May yours be fantastic.
He should have said, I want to... Mako love to you.
That's a paint job.
Dark joke.
Joke.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Can we stop interviewing the guy who attacked Dave Chappelle on stage and asking him why he did it?
Because he's crazy.
It went from, I felt like Dave Chappelle was attacking me with what he was saying, so I'm the real victim because I was triggered by his words.
Yeah.
So, that definitely constitutes...
Even though he snuck in a knife gun.
Yes.
The safest way to bring a knife into a place is hidden in a gun. Smart.
But now he's saying that he was also inspired by Will Smith and what Will Smith did.
Who keeps glorifying this a-hole, this violence is on you. Because guess what? You're giving this guy a platform. You're making him famous. And this is
what he wants.
Inspire copycats. This is what crazy people do. How do you not see it? Shame on you.
Well, not only that, to be completely honest, does anybody even care? Like, I'm not, like, clamoring, attempting to find out what this guy's opinions are and why he did what he did. Like,
I wish they would have just beat his ass so much where he couldn't talk anymore.
Yeah, wire is Joshua. But instead, the New York Post is going to jail to interview him.
Cool.
Neat.
Why? Again, I say why.
Exactly.
Why are you wanting his side of the story?
Yes, he's crazy.
Crazy
a-hole who almost killed somebody.
Yep.
Because of words.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle's dudes.
Yeah.
Whoop that ass.
So I don't know if you guys have seen this circulating these past few days, but everyone on the internet is freaking out about the fact that Laura Dern, who was the actress in Jurassic Park, the original, the OG Jurassic Park.
One of my favorite movies. I think that actually is my wife's favorite movie.
I know she doesn't really watch movies.
No, but that was one that she went and saw with her dad.
Oh, so it has this.
And then she thought that there were dinosaurs when it was thundering outside that night. So she thought the dinosaurs were coming to get her.
What an idiot. Laura Dern was 23 years old when she filmed Jurassic
Park.
That
blows me away.
Yeah, because, I mean, she looked like she was 38.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like Larry David. Like, she does not age.
Yeah,
like,
she's
Laura
been the same
Dern
age.
Looks the same at 23, as she is, however old she is now, 30 years later, that she did at 23. She, like, something. Those are great genes.
It was 30 years
and
ago,
also
almost.
A very mature performance. You know, I saw that movie when I was probably 12, yeah. But I always thought of her as, like, an older person, you know, like a...
Like a mom figure.
Yeah.
Not like somebody who's, like... 10 years older than he
not did. Like yeah. Sex yeah. appeal.
Yeah. But yeah, 23 years old when she filmed that back in 1993.
Yeah, they're
like
up
said,
in
she
arms
looks the same.
Because Sam Neill was 20 years older than you. I don't care who you are, what your age is as you're an adult. If you are considered an adult and you see Sam Neill,
mm-hmm.
I'm throwing myself at him.
I mean, wearing
that hat, that scarf.
Ooh, yeah. Man. And then you throw on some cargo shorts, really uh-huh. short ones, and then a nice little blouse. You tie it right there, too.
Ooh.
Ooh,
he ain't a T-Rex. He's a T-Sex.
Okay.
All right.
What?
I don't know.
So, good news. Former reality TV star.
A boner source?
Redemption.
Boner source Rex?
No, man. Okay. It's a brontosaurus, a boner source.
Oh, I thought you meant like Toronto. Okay, whatever.
No.
So Josh Duggar is going to jail for 12 and a half years.
See ya.
Yeah, this guy is awful.
That whole clan.
Yeah, that whole goofy-ass family yep. that was protecting him after he is molesting yep. his sisters.
Still are. His mother is still coming out and saying he's just got a sweet soul.
You're all trash.
Yep.
Every last one of you and your 35 children all suck.
I feel like if I were to have a kid, I mean, that is probably the epitome of your... We're hearing a lot of these parents who are defending their pedophile kids.
They're enablers.
Yeah.
And
that's on you.
I yep. just can't imagine being that person.
No, there's lines. There's things that you don't get a pass for. I don't care if we're related. I don't care how much I love you. If you are exploiting innocent children,
mm-hmm.
screw you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I wish nothing but the worst for you in your future
and
endeavors.
I really can't even imagine thinking, oh, he's got a really kind heart and he was molesting his sisters.
No,
he was molesting his sisters.
If you're passing around child pornography, you don't have a kind heart. You're a terrible person.
And that's why you're doing 12 years in prison and it's not enough.
And I hope that they are 12 awful awful
I'm
years.
Sure they will be.
Well, what I'm getting at is that, like, what is she saying about the siblings who he hurt?
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what
that,
I mean? Like,
that's an internal family matter. Don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, maybe having literally, like, what was it, like 20 kids or something
a litter
like
of
that?
Children. Yeah. Yeah, 19 kids, that, I think. Yeah.
Maybe your lack of compassion for them, you know.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, may say something. And also, hey, TLC and all these other dumb networks that keep, you know, glorifying
stupid people. That's
yes.
what it is. You keep putting really dumb people.
No, man, I love me some 90 Day Fiancé. That is like peak trash TV.
That's different than the kid stuff. Like the Honey Boo Boo and the 19 Kids and Counting. Like when you involve children, even like look what happened with the Goslins. Like how screwed up they are.
For sure.
Don't do that to kids.
No, yeah,
if you
want
to put like No Neck Guy on TLC, fine.
90 Day Fiancé, Say Yes to the Dress.
Those are all adults.
Hoarders.
Orders. Yeah.
Orders. Yeah, I'm like, oh, you smelly, smelly. Let me watch another episode.
Oh, you're so dirty.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I was listening to you guys talking about how Jim Irsay bought Kurt Cobain's guitar, and I'm using this word for the first time ever. I felt triggered when you mentioned that he still wore Affliction t-shirts. That was like the bane of 2003 through 2008.
Message deleted.
They were on fire back in the day.
I have family members that still wear Affliction shirts.
I had a Black Sabbath.
No, you don't.
Family.
The most expensive t-shirt I've ever bought in my life was a Black Sabbath Affliction shirt.
Yeah.
And I think I paid like $150 for it. And I, believe me, that was
You paid $150 for a t-shirt?
Oh, yeah.
We are all douchebags in this room.
I mean, Dave, we were hanging out at like Rainbow Bar, you know, which like, dude, it was like it was a scene, man. Like, I was trying. That was my going out trying to get laid shirt in 2004, 2005.
Like, I worked at the Buckle to get a discount on those shirts because I was in high school whenever they were like peak.
We
and
all
the
wanna,
jeans. I was like,
we
I,
all
want to
look back right now and judge that. But that was fire. That was the 2000 early 2000s version of the like bell bottom.
Yeah. I mean, True Religion, the Miss Me jeans, anything that had bedazzled.
I couldn't even afford True Religion jeans.
Man, I found a True Religion outlet store. God, I suck. And I went and like stocked up on True Religion jeans because I'm the same thing. Like, I couldn't afford $350 for the normal True Religion. So I got like the ones that had like screw ups and like the stitching or something like that for like $110.
Nice.
I would always wear an Affliction shirt under
a sport coat.
It wasn't even a sport coat. It was a suit coat that I wore that just to look like a jacket.
Yeah, every photo of you from back then, you were wearing some sort of either blazer or sport coat.
You loved blazers. You were like the
jeans.
The new clean girl aesthetic of 2022. All girls are wearing blazers right now, like the oversized blazers. That is your aesthetic, but like 15 years ago.
So since we're talking about clothing, I may have just got one of the most interesting emails I've ever gotten in my life.
That's a reach.
He's checking his email?
What does my top email say right there, Audrey?
It says Donatos?
Dominate.
Dominate? I can't see that far. I don't have my glasses on.
Okay, I'll read it then.
Thank you.
Dominate summer in three new jort colors.
What color are they?
I don't know. I haven't clicked on it. I'm clicking on it right now.
Open it.
By the way, Donatos is a pizza place, so I thought you were getting pizza mail.
Like a military green and black.
Those aren't jorts, then.
No, jorts are jorts. Like, they have to be jean colored.
That's a lie.
They are made out of jeans, though, and they're frayed.
Nah.
They are frayed.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. That does bring it back.
If I see a man in frayed shorts, I'm sprinting away so fast.
No, you're not.
You're not going to catch me talking to a person in frayed.
Dude is in good
shape.
It's
a Daisy Duke.
He's got cool tattoos.
Thighs.
Okay.
Don't
you typecast me.
You're like, take those jorts off immediately.
No.
This may seem like a dumb question they'd ask you at like a job interview, but how would you describe yourself in one word?
Message deleted.
Awesome. And tired.
Tired.
That's sleepy.
Hungry.
Hungry. We're always hungry. Do you think we're more, are we hungry more often than we're horny now?
No.
Oh, yeah. No?
Mm-mm.
You're horny more than four times a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, she's not old yet. That's how, like, well, you know, that's like, that is, I feel like that's the crossing point.
Yeah, like, I'm almost always hungry.
Four times a day?
I'm hungry like five times a day.
Yeah, I'm hungry four times a day. You're not?
Yesterday, I was not able to eat until 4 p.m. That was my first meal.
What is wrong with you, man?
I'm not, you do have a routine where you
first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning, do
my
your driving eggs.
Yeah.
And you have everything very set in your regimen. Like, my life is just chaos.
Chaos, yeah.
So, like, I wish I could plan my food.
Did you make a bad choice because you waited so long? Because when I wait that long, when I wait until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm like ordering just like an extra large pizza and doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, because I'm going to be in a bathing suit this weekend. So I was just trying not to do pizza. Boring response. But
see, Chelsea in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said, Dave eats 500 eggs at 4 a.m. like a psycho. It is not 500 eggs, but how does that make me a psycho? I have 4 eggs. And a little bit of spinach.
I just found out about eggs that you did not need.
You don't need roosters.
You don't need roosters in order to like make eggs happen. Like, a chicken can just lay an egg without a rooster.
Was this like you and all your other divorce gals sitting around talking about this?
Like, we don't need roosters.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. Dave and Mahoney.
we can do this ourselves, ladies.
Yeah.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
Man, why are car mechanics so annoying? I know that they got us, right? But I told you the other day that my wife's air conditioning went out on her car. And, of course, it's right as summertime is getting here.
The worst possible time for air conditioning to go out.
And
yes.
So it's a big to-do because her vehicle is the only one that's large enough. Even though I have an SUV, she has, like, the extended SUV that's big enough for all four kids in their car seats to fit into, along with the two of us. And so like her AC goes out to the point where it's not just like not that cold. It's like blowing hot
just
air
hot
or nothing. So you just have to shut it off.
So it's like you talking all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
That's hurtful. But so we make an appointment.
Great, the winner.
we make an appointment at 11 a.m. yesterday. And we're like, okay, we're going to get this thing solved and drop it off at 11 a.m. It's like 2 o'clock. We haven't heard anything yet.
Was it just you, or did you take all the kids to go drop it off?
No, so we actually, her sister had to come over and watch a couple of the kids because we still had to go pick up our daughter from her last day of kindergarten. And
Busy day yesterday,
a lot of stuff going on. And so we went and picked our daughter up by, you know, sister-in-law is watching the other two kids, which is, you know, kind of an ask because it was her day off and all of that stuff. But we were like, at least we were able to get the car in pretty quickly, cool. And they'll get it solved today. It's like 2:30, haven't heard anything. Not even like a, hey, this is the problem, we're going to work on it, try to get it done by the end of the day. No one even looked at it yesterday.
That's
why
not
would
shocking
you even
to me.
Drop it off if you don't
why
have time
to... Why would I
to...
make an appointment to drop off the car if nobody even has time to look at it throughout the entire day?
Not too long ago, I had some tires that popped because we just have construction everywhere over by my side of the house.
Yeah.
And same sort of situation. I went to go drop it off so that you could just put tires on it, which feels like a fairly simple, easy thing to do.
It's
you
pretty
already
quick.
Got them.
Replacing quick. Tires is not a
lot to diagnose here. It's flat. Change it.
Right. Yep. And they were like, yeah, we'll let you know when you need to come back. And I was like, that will let you know sentence. I'm not a probably maybe type of person. Like, what's going to happen here? Like, tell me what's up. And they were like, yeah, I'm not even sure if we're going to be able to see it today. And I'm like, so you just said, why are you taking my car? Let's schedule an appointment for tomorrow.
It's massively inconvenient, especially when the kids, now they're just like stuck at the house all day today until we find out what's going on. And I don't even know if it'll be done today. No idea.
Man, see, you say that. Were you never stuck at the house and, like, having to use your imagination as a kid, like, for things to do around the house?
I mean, sure, but, I mean, I don't want to, like, force my... We took it to the dealership as well, which you know are going to charge us out the ass.
Arm and a leg. I can't believe they didn't give you a car.
So they're like, yeah, we don't have any loaner cars, sorry.
Are they blaming, like, it's the shortages... You know, I feel like every company that's doing bad customer service.
It's all, it's the pandemic or it's a supply chain issue.
Yeah, supply chain.
It's strange. I mean, this is a Cadillac dealership, right? So, so we drop it off there, walk inside, and, like, all the lights are still off, like, in the customer. I'm like, what is happening?
Because, I mean, that's one thing. Because, you know, when you buy
better service.
At least from the experience that I know. Everybody I know who has, like, if you've got, like, an Audi, a Lexus, a Mercedes, a Cadillac. If you're driving they consider to be luxury cars, the good dealerships give out loaner cars.
So my wife was talking to her friend who just bought a Lincoln Navigator, and she's like, oh, they're not giving you a loaner car. That's strange.
I was surprised they didn't.
She's like, because with Lincoln, they'll like actually come pick you up at your house, give you the loaner car, take your car back to the shop, like do the whole thing for you. I'm like, man, that's something.
When you're paying that like ridiculous premium, like that's the kind of stuff that like is an expectation, I would think.
See, Squid said that's why you fix it yourself. You think I have any idea how to recharge the Freon on a car?
This isn't the 60s anymore where we could change.
They intentionally make it so you can't fix it. Like, you open the hood and like, yeah, I can't even get to anything. Like, changing the battery is about as far as I go. I used to work on cars all of the time. Like, back when I was just a broke kid, I used to buy these Mustangs that were all kinds of janky, but they were cool and fast, so I did.
Yeah.
But like, I would be changing out all kinds of stuff.
Dude, on
a regular basis.
The greatest time was when, you know, we had a friend who was a general manager of a car dealership here in town and loved us. So, like, anytime I took my car in, it was, like, done immediately. That's the only time I've ever, in 20 years of radio, like, kind of enjoyed, like, being a pseudo celebrity.
Yeah.
For, like, that was it. Like, buying my car from him, buying my wife's car from him, and getting my car worked on. But, like, since he's gone, like, they treat me like
I'm telling my wife I got treated same thing yesterday. Because you remember when I had that BMW that was just riddled with problems?
Yep.
And every time, there's a problem after problem, always in the shop, but it had the extended warranty on it or whatever through the dealership. And I would go, hey, I need to get something else fixed. And they'd always be like, oh, no, we don't have any loaner cars. But then the manager turned out to be a fan of the show.
Damn.
And then every time that I need a car, I'm like, what kind of racket is this, man?
We tasted the good life for a minute.
That's true. So now I need to give a favor to a to the dealer. See if I can get back on the good list. A little.
Probably. That's
check the oil, if you will.
Son of a love it mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
So this game is really easy, unless, of course, you have a dirty mind. Sorry, Mahoney. Sorry, Audrey. This is a little bit tricky. You guys are trying to figure it out together, so playing as a team along with everyone listening today. You can weigh in if you would like to. 833-YO-DUMMY. You can call or text at any time. And, of course, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. So the first one here is just a random plastic surgeon, and you're trying to figure out what she is talking about. You guys ready?
Yes.
Tyson Beckford is perfection. His is so unique because he has these really wide, full. Someone had mentioned Taylor Swift in the comments of my last video. Her is pretty small, but she has this beautiful bow or heart shape. Angelina Jolie, you can see also her left lower lip is slightly lower than the right side, too. This just shows how asymmetry can be beautiful.
They're talking about lips.
No, it's eyes.
Okay, so here's the options.
You don't have a bow in your eyes.
Celebrity faces. Is it a celebrity work that she's done in general or her favorite celebrity lips?
Lips. You don't have a bow in your eyes.
I will say she is spot on. Tyson Beckford. As far as handsome gentlemen go, just, it's not even fair.
Mm, okay. What's your answer?
I mean, are we sure it's lips?
Are you? You make
yeah,
a guess?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going lips.
A dad guessed butt cheeks. That was not on the list of things that it could be. Lips is correct. Audrey, well done.
Good job.
Okay. Next up, we have the lead singer of Five Finger Death Punch. His name is Ivan Moody. And he's talking about injuring a certain part of his body.
Oh, no.
And over here, I have a nurse holding a patch on my for anybody that saw the show, I one of our high-powered lasers that has the wattage of a small supernova. So, yeah, they're going to check my really quick. I don't know. I went to grab my drummer's my started going black.
Whoa.
Yeah, so
you're... I mean, always putting on a good live show.
He heard what part of his body? A, his head. B, his eye. C, his leg.
Got to be his eye. High-powered laser to the eye.
But
that knocked Audrey out.
It did.
What?
I was at a... You don't remember me telling you the story?
Oh,
I was at a Citizen Cope concert in college.
Hell yeah.
And I smoked way too much weed.
Uh-huh.
And I... The laser beam got me right in the eyeball.
You
and I
sniped.
Turned into a puddle person.
That may be the most, like, college girl thing I have ever heard in my life.
And I ran to the security and I was like, I promise I'm not drunk. I'm just really stoned and I need you to take care of me for a moment. And they did. And
it's like, sir, or she's like, ma'am, I'm just wearing a polo. I'm just here to watch the show. Can you please get out of my
just
way?
Go away. Okay, so I
Ab
feel
said
like
it's the third leg.
I don't know because you see, Mahoney, you think it's an eyeball, and he said that he grabbed his drummer's bleep.
Let's play it again.
So I'm kind of confused.
Let's run it back.
And over here, I have a nurse holding a patch on my. For anybody that saw the show, I one of our high-powered lasers that has the wattage of a small supernova. So yeah, they're gonna check my really quick. I don't know. I went to grab my drummer's. Started going black.
His head, his eye, or his leg?
Going eye.
Okay, let's go eye.
You did it. Well done. Good teamwork.
Speedy recovery, my friend.
Yeah, Copper picked it up there. The patch. Holding the patch to the blank.
Oh.
Yeah. It's an eye patch, right?
Eye patch is a look.
My neighbor has an eye patch, and it freaks me out.
It depends on the person. It definitely is freaky on some. There's very few that can pull it off well.
I didn't know
I always feel like you
patch.
Look like a cool detective.
A detective.
A detective. I would tell
that's what
a pirate.
You think. A pirate, yeah. For sure.
No, I think detective. Like if you're wearing a suit.
What a
name one detective.
Detective.
Name one detective you know that has worn an eye patch.
You need both eyes
Sherlock
to do detective
Holmes.
Work.
Sherlock Holmes never wore.
Never.
No, he had a monocle.
He didn't. Have...
He had a magnifying glass. People.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
But you were looking through one eye because his eyes was always closed,
which is a monocle.
Still not an eye patch.
Final one. You guys can go for the sweep here, 3 for 3, if you get this correct. This is Serge from System of a Down. You're trying to figure out what Serge is talking about.
And at one point, I realized, look, this is getting really addictive. I shouldn't be this. You know, I'm hurting my and I need my etc. So I stopped. I'm not him now, but I love him.
So he's talking about A, his video game addiction, B, his porn addiction, or C, his fidget spinner addiction.
Oh, no.
Video games is what I'm going with. It's not porn. It can't be porn.
You don't think so?
Well, he's talking about touching himself so much that his hand hurts. He's cramping because his hand hurts.
Man, I've been there. Been there.
But also, you've had to wear gloves because you had serious gaming injuries.
Everyone's guessing porn.
Also true. I know it's not fidget spinners because that was a fad that lasted for exactly 30 days.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go video games.
Both of you saying video games? You guys, you did it. 3 for 3.
What games do you think Serge is a fan of?
Sims.
Sims.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is the boob or ass guy question equivalent for ladies?
Message deleted.
What?
Boob or ass is like the question, like which one do you prefer? I think it's probably in shape or rich.
Oh, that's a good one. But why can't there be both?
Because those guys are all taken.
Why don't we go the old El Paso route? Why not both?
I mean, like, that's a valid, I mean, what? Girls have both now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Like,
well, I mean, if we can
it's
get,
not
like,
a one or the other
if
thing.
If you could, like, implant some, like, cash into my bank account, then.
Okay, so eliminate, like, the cash thing. Like, because boobs and butt aren't, like, they're not, like, that's like a tangible, that's a bodily thing.
Right. It's, okay, so it's, calves
it's,
and arms?
No, it's D's and teeth.
D's
oh,
and teeth?
Oh, yeah, the size. Duh, oh. Size.
Yeah, it's that and that.
Size
yeah.
or. Oh, what else? I don't know about teeth.
I mean, I feel like that's such a... You could be super handsome, but if you got a jack grill... I mean, if you think about like what everybody like, in Hollywood, what they fix
true.
As soon as they go to Hollywood...
Teeth yeah, are big.
It's their
hair.
Teeth.
Hair is a big thing. You don't really care about that?
No. No. But I mean, like, teeth is definitely big, actually, now that I think about it. I've been braces twice, almost a total of 10 years, so I don't
Dad
know
Dad had
why.
A good one. He said, money or funny?
I don't get no.
Why don't we go guts or butts?
Guts or butts,
just because it rhymes. And I got both. Or actually, yeah, I got one of those.
It's not. I don't actually really like the whole women are only thinking about money. Not all girls are like that.
No, but not all guys are thinking about like boobs or ass either. You know, it's just like that's the low hanging fruit.
Is low hanging fruit for men their money?
That's what
there's some girls that are just exclusively attracted to the ugliest, worst guys out there if they just have money. Like, that's just like there's plenty of guys that are attracted to the girls that just look good and they're just shells of humans.
See, I feel like that is kind of a dated thing because a lot of women have their own jobs.
You're talking to successful, you know, intelligent.
Upwardly mobile women. Yeah, yeah. There's plenty of people out there that are just
yeah. Guys
Give
are
me
shallow,
the free ride.
Like
yeah.
that, like that, like stereotypes exist for a reason, in that realm, they really do.
So guys are shallow all, and only want good looking women. Too?
A lot of guys
some,
are. Yeah,
I, some, yeah,
yeah, I know a lot of guys.
All they want is quote unquote arm candy.
But the difference is, I also think like there's something about success. You know that like to be successful in whatever your field may
See,
be,
that's different.
It gives you. Hopefully monetarily
For
gains
sure.
and you have confidence. So those two are usually kind of like linked together.
Linked together. Okay. So, but like success to me, in my mind, I'm not thinking of money as the outcome for whoever a potential suitor is. Like it is attractive to have drive. If that drive equals money, then great. But it's not the opposite way. But it's not money is attractive. It's, you know what I mean?
It's success.
It's
yeah. And that's not necessarily just money, right?
Yes.
If you're happy in what you're doing and you're a genuinely nice person. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Nah, but
that's success in a lot of ways.
But being rich helps in everything in life. And if you're pretending to say that doesn't, then you're just everybody. Like,
well, I mean,
it helps
I
you
want
with the
that
law.
For myself.
You don't play by the same rules. No. You're like, oh, money doesn't bring you happiness. That's just what I. That's what I say when I'm broke.
Well, I mean, I want that for myself.
Bridge that gap because guess what? 99.9% of my problems in the past due to money.
For sure. Well, I mean, so. I feel like especially with where we are currently in the United States, how inflation is crazy. But I mean, I feel like I want that for myself too. Like. It has to be both people, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, I want success for my own self. I want to be able to do all of the things for myself. Like, I want to be able to maintain my own individuality, like,
but you
on a day-to-day basis.
You've done that far better than almost anyone that I know. I mean, there's plenty of people that talk about success, and I'm not trying to generalize, just personally that I know, women that consider success, finding a guy that will take care of them.
Oh, Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, everybody's got their own flavor. That's your thing.
There ain't no shame in anybody's game.
There sure is none.
Yeah. Just make sure everybody's on the level and they know what everybody's doing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Be open. Communication, you say, Mahoney? Talk about things with people? Shocking.
Shut up and be pretty.
McDonald's and Burger King will promote new fancy burgers just so you can go in and order the same thing as always. Nuggets and fries.
Message deleted.
Who's ordering nuggets from Burger King, though? You're a monster if you're doing that. What do you, why?
When? Who goes to Burger King?
They cook good chicken nuggets at Burger King.
I can't tell you the last time I went to a Burger King. My kids don't even know what a Burger King is. They are well-versed in, like, their favorite fast food places.
Well, Burger King it never, might be Burger King. You've
Burger
never given
King's
them a
branding
shot.
Branding needs to be better. I mean, when you think of McDonald's branding, like them and Coca-Cola, as far as like iconic commercialized branding, very few do it better than they do.
Well, the bada bop 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 or whatever.
Yeah, that's an audio cue, which a lot of companies do right now.
What is Coke's?
I mean, just have you seen Coke? It's just that you see red and you think Coke.
I can't look at polar bears the same.
Yeah.
But they haven't had the polar bears in years. No, that's what we grew up with.
Every Christmas.
They bring them back.
Every Christmas.
They do? Yeah. I mean, I just don't see ads anymore.
You hear that sound? You hear the sound of a soda being poured, that carbonation. And I don't know about you, but I always think Coke.
Yep. I think Sprite.
I think dark. Yeah. That's Coke.
I think Sprite. I have been swindled by Big Sprite. Those are the two. I mean, Coke is, Mahoney's absolutely right, but I think Sprite every time because Drake came on and started rapping. I think they had Chance the Rapper at one point too, rapping with the Sprite in their hand. Okay, you guys are staring at each
Sprite
other.
Sucks.
No,
I mean the marketing for sugar water is just so ridiculous.
Yeah,
like let's bring in Chance the Rapper,
LeBron.
What
was there?
Yes.
Know what we need to bring back? Make 7-Up yours. That guy.
Yeah.
That guy was that Orlando Jones? No, I think he was it for a little bit, but. I love that marketing. That was a funny marketing campaign.
It was. 7-Up yours. And then everybody had the 7-Up shirts at one point in the early 2000s, too. Remember those?
Yeah.
We're simple.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I could really use a pick-me-up right now, but either way, I just want to say you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And cheers. Bless you.
Message deleted.
You know what? Somebody that says, I could really use a pick-me-up right now, but then they call up and they say nice things to other people. You sound like a wonderful young lady, and I hope you have a great day.
Come over here, and I'll lift my legs.
What?
What?
She says, hey, pick-me-up. You don't lift with your back. You lift with your legs.
Oh, I thought you meant you would lift your leg. I'm like, are you going to urinate on another listener?
No, I'm talking about chest.
She said she needs to pick her up.
You're not going to pick anyone up.
That's true. I'll make it easy.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Mahoney, what happened, man? You've been talking this big game about how your blood work came back and your cholesterol's too high and they had to put you on cholesterol medicine and the whole bit, and you're going to change your ways and you're going to start exercising more. You've been talking about joining a gym. You're going to start eating healthy. And then yesterday, what happened?
Well, Dave, I was supposed to... You know, I'm editing some videos. We've been saying a lot of really funny stuff on the show.
Oh yeah,
a lot of funny. I mean,
so good.
Yeah, making lots of jokes. Mm-hmm. And so I had a list of 10 different videos that I was going to pull from our show and put up on social media as I do every day.
10.
At David
okay.
Mahoney
yeah.
on Instagram, where you can find those, or TikTok. We're kind of on TikTok still.
Sure.
And then I got home,
mm-hmm.
sat down. Realized I hadn't eaten all day.
Mm-hmm. You're hungry?
And yes, I've got meatloaf, poke, macaroni, and cheese.
Plenty of very
lasagna.
Real, substantial foods.
In
and
my
you,
house.
You opted against all of those?
But there was a box of Trader Joe's butter waffle cookies sitting there on the counter just looking at me.
They tempted you.
And I ate this entire box of buttered waffle cookies from Trader Joe's.
You ate the entire box?
Whole sleeve.
Oof.
And then I passed out for 4 hours and got absolutely nothing done yesterday.
And then you woke up and played Call of Duty?
Yeah, my wife was not super happy with me yesterday.
Were those her cookies?
Yeah. Huh. She got those as a gift.
She got those as a gift?
You are selfish.
Monster.
You ate her cookies?
You are the cookie
monster.
It's
an addiction. It's a disease, people.
So you're going to buy her more cookies, right?
You better. I expect, you know...
You expect what?
You to support me in these tough and trying times.
You relapsed.
Yeah, we're not enablers.
No, you're supposed to call us. We'll talk you off the ledge. Even though those cookies try to seduce you.
I did try to call you yesterday.
You did not try to call
me
yesterday.
And I texted you.
You texted
and
me.
And you didn't text me back for hours.
It had nothing
hours.
To do with cookies.
You don't know that, Dave. You didn't answer the phone.
Dave, it didn't have anything to do with cookies, but it had everything to do with cookies. Oh. And then when I didn't hear from you, I ate my feelings.
you did not try to call me yesterday.
I did.
I will pull up my call log. Yep. Do you see any red Mahoney's on here?
No red Mahoney's.
Yeah, because he hit decline so fast, it didn't even show up on the call log.
Yeah.
But can we also talk about? So yeah, I'm trying to work my way through this, and we'll get there.
Uh-huh. Have the cookies worked their way through you yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh boy. So we were a whole sleeve.
One of the things that looked like a Toll House loaf.
One of the things that really bothers me about going to the doctor, and even though I have like, I love the doctor. I've had two really good doctors in my life, and she's one of them. But every time I go to the office, they leave you in that, like, waiting room or in the little, you know, examination room for like an hour, but they like come in and out three or four times, but they always knock before they come in. And I always feel like they think I'm like going to town on myself in there.
Why would you think that they think that you're going to town on yourself?
I feel like they think I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing, and that's why they're knocking. So I always get very self-conscious.
Well, it's one of those things.
Because you're sitting on that thing because you're like, you don't feel like you should sit in the chair. So you sit on kind of like the weird bed thing. And then
with the paper on it.
But your legs aren't long enough. So like one foot's touching, the other one's up. So you've kind of got this weird
leg. You sit on the
up.
Bed thing, huh? I go for the chair.
Do you?
Yeah. I go for the chair too, but I'm always nervous because I always think I'm taking the doctor's chair.
No, see, I don't care. I'll take the stool. I'll do it. You leave me sitting here for an hour. I'm gonna push myself around the room on that little stool. At the time of my life.
Minutes up front, front, party in the back. Minutes up front, front, party in the minutes up front, party in the back. Minutes up front,
it's a hairdo and a fish.
So Mullet Over is a game that normally features only one mullet that we're trying to find. Today, a little bit different, a little more tricky. All of these clips feature mullets. We're trying to figure out which mullet is so dominant that there's only one mullet in the clip. The other two have multiple mullets.
Are you calling this a mullet menagerie, Dave?
Mm. Oh.
Is that what we're dealing with?
I think so.
So to get you in the, kind of the feeling of each one of these 80s TV shows, because that's what all these are, we have the themes to kind of set the mood a little bit, all right? The first one is a classic. It's a classic.
It is.
MacGyver. Who doesn't love MacGyver?
1985 to 1992.
Richard Dean Anderson before his phenomenal stint on Stargate.
It was only 7 years? It feels like it was more than that.
Well, then they did the reboot.
Yeah, but nobody liked the reboot.
Dude, have you watched the reboot? How bad that is?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, CBS? Who is greenlighting these ideas?
Let's have a listen to the original MacGyver theme.
Kind of sounds like Chip and Dale's.
I know, doesn't it?
Like the dancers?
I think this is a Mike Post theme song, if I recall correctly. Mike Post. The OG of 80s theme songs.
Randy and Edelman, actually.
Oh, this is not a Mike Post.
No, it's not. It's the MacGyver theme. Now, for those who aren't familiar, MacGyver obviously was a, I believe, a crime fighter who was able to...
kind of like a detective.
I thought he was a doctor.
He would always like figure his way out of situations
by adjective.
Tying things together, MacGyvering things.
MacGyvering.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you become an adjective for your, whatever the show was, like that is how you know that is a success.
And yeah, like MacGyver was MacGyver before Google was Google.
Exactly. You know? Well put. And we actually have MacGyver MacGyvering. In this clip,
okay.
Here.
Is there multiple mullets here or a single mullet?
It's just a trigger. The nitrates in that barrel go off, the whole building will blow.
What are you doing?
These ties are made of plastic. They've got a low melting point.
Hey, they're getting away.
Here, hold that.
What are you kidding?
Man,
that
music.
Acting is peak.
I mean, we
so
all
good.
Know that MacGyver had that sweet ass mullet, but did everybody in that clip? Mm. Only one other person in this
that
clip.
That we heard. Okay, so that's it's a contender. We
I
know
feel
the MacGyver.
Like I've seen that episode, but I also feel like that episode is every episode of MacGyver.
It is every episode.
It's the nitrates always going to blow up the whole building if they go off. All right, so next up is a classic as well, Miami Vice.
Love this theme.
Those drums coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in this clip has a mullet. There's not a singular mullet.
So you think, for sure, just based on the music?
Just based off of knowing my knowledge about Miami Vice, yeah. I feel like everybody was mullets? Also in, yeah. like, pale tones.
That song actually charted because it was how popular that show
really?
Was. It ended up charted. The composer of this song, of that song we just heard, a composer by the name of Jan Hammer.
Ah. Jan Hammer. Well, thank you for that nugget, Mahoney. Here is the...
Dude, Jan Hammer?
Here's the clip from Miami Vice.
Trudy Joplin. She told us to look you up.
Trudy Joplin? I don't know no Trudy Joplin. There are a lot of friends I have of female persuasion. You mean to tell me you didn't take Trudy Joplin with you to a club last night? Sad to say, man. But I spent my night in the arms of a easy chair. Couch potato.
Yeah, I understand.
Excuse me.
Yeah, sure.
These are huge shows. How is the acting so bad in all of them?
Well, that's what you get when you have James Brown cameo. Yeah.
Oh, that was James Brown?
That was James Brown, yeah.
You probably shouldn't have told us who that was because James Brown, rocking the... I mean, like in the Always. 80s was rocking yeah. that sweet. I mean, you would have to consider that a mullet, right?
Even without knowing that's James Brown, that's all mullets.
Can we hear that again with James, knowing that it is James Brown?
Again from the top?
I'll just play a little bit.
Just play a little bit.
A little bit. Of it, yeah.
But I spent my night in the arms of a easy chair. Couch potato. Yeah.
That man Couch smoked man. A lot of cigarettes.
And a lot of. Crack.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Third and final one here. This is the Facts of Life.
Yeah. Take the good, you one take of my the favorite bad, shows of all time.
There you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
So
a theme
good.
Song, man.
Yes, but Facts of Life about a girls' school, essentially. Lots of hijinks going on in this. One of my favorite shows of all time.
Let's have a listen to the clip and try to figure out, is there a singular mullet or multiple?
Listen, was my paper delivered here by mistake?
Paper?
Yeah, my newspaper. A lot of postage, strange lettering.
Oh, wait a sec. Is this it? It came in yesterday's mail. Mr. George Burnett, 918 High Street. You got any ID?
Give him the paper.
I'm 819. Easy mistake.
Kuwait Times. The Peekskill Press doesn't do it for you?
I've been living there the past couple of years. I just like to keep up.
What were you doing in Kuwait?
I was working for an American company building hot tubs for Kuwaiti homes.
We need a laugh track.
This is pre-Gulf War, I assume, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, I mean...
A little less funny then.
I mean, just didn't hear a lot of Kuwait talk in the, let alone Kuwait hot tubs, at least when I was younger.
Ian, let's eliminate Miami Vice. That one definitely has
multiple
mullets.
Wait, hold up. Don Johnson, 1,000% has a mullet.
Remember,
James Brown also has a mullet. We did not hear Tubbs in that particular clip, but he could have been standing there.
No, we're trying to find somebody who only has one mullet.
No, I know, but
we're eliminating it because it has multiple mullets. Do you not understand how this game works? I've explained it three times to you.
I'm just trying to think. Maybe he was wearing a wig.
No, we're eliminating it because there's multiple mullets in this clip. Do you agree?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and that is very, very correct, guys. Both Don Johnson and James Brown both rocking the mullets.
Okay.
I also would like to eliminate number one, if you guys agree.
You're eliminating, around the room. You're eliminating MacGyver.
Because I believe that there are multiple mullets.
I think you're...
That is the name we're trying
to... Comes down to MacGyver and Facts of Life.
Yeah, I think the Facts of Life was the singular single mullet. That's my...
It was a guy and a girl in that clip, at least that we heard. And
dude, every woman in the Facts of Life had a mullet.
The only reason why I would disagree with you, Audrey, is because...
I think the guy doesn't have the mullet in the Facts of Life.
I think that it might just be a singular mullet in MacGyver.
No.
Because
it's a dark hair. I've seen this episode. The guy has dark hair. He's got black hair, and it's a black, beautiful mullet.
So are you going to go with me then and say number three, Facts of Life, is
Facts
a single
life,
mullet?
But I think the only person who has the mullet in this clip
is the chick.
Is the chick. So I'm going no mullet MacGyver.
Okay, Dave, it's on to you. No, are you going to join the team? Are you going to go solo dolo with number one?
So Mahoney and Audrey both saying Facts of Life.
Singular mullet.
One mullet.
One mullet.
Okay, Dave, do you agree?
All right, I'll ride or die. Let's go.
Will you?
Yep.
Well,
Oh no.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect.
No.
Multiple mullets in the Facts of Life.
Of course there are.
That gentleman actually was George Clooney. And there's the Clooney mullet and the Tootie mullet as well.
That was
George had a mullet?
That is George Clooney in one of his
George Clooney definitely rocked
an 80s mullet. Only MacGyver had the mullet because nobody else would dare step to MacGyver
Thank
mullet.
Thank you. And there's MacGyver and Mahoney. The guy does have dark hair.
Just short.
Just short. Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So we've heard a lot of these stories about people doing the PPP scams and all that stuff. And, you know, even the Red Power Ranger just got tangled up in a scam.
Not the Red Power Ranger, Dave.
So oh, no.
Go, go, go into prison.
Well, this is a 24-year-old man who was mistakenly sent $360,000 U.S. It's 46.3 million yen in a COVID relief package for an entire little town in western Japan that he resides in. They accidentally, for whatever reason, sent it to him. And he gambled it all away.
Oh, no.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Look, listen, he was just trying to double it.
I mean, you can't fault him. He was just thinking, let me play out the chances.
Just playing the odds. Yeah, the lawyer said the man told him that he had moved the money out of his account using his smartphone. The lawyer said the man lives alone and no one else is believed to be involved in the matter. The town is now suing the man, plus legal fees. According to the town, the man refused to return the money, saying it was moved from my account and cannot be returned. I will atone for my sins.
Do we know what kind of gambling he was? Was he just playing slots?
It didn't say, but I imagine it's got to be, right? It's
like Jack. Wait. I almost said Jack Black. What is that? What is that
Black
called?
Jack Black.
He's out here just playing with Jack Black.
Do you think Jack Black plays Black Jack?
If he doesn't, that would be really a disservice to his name.
But man,
oops.
If you put $360,000 in my account,
you're gonna take a little bit out.
I'm gonna splash around a little bit.
You gonna see where
you
the
think
water's
so?
Taking?
Yeah.
What would you do, Mahoney? Would you go? Would you order a lot of Postmates?
I mean, $360,000 if it just was randomly sitting in my account.
Because we see those stories a decent amount, right? Where they, like, a bank accidentally transfers like $43 million into someone's account. Like, I am withdrawing the max and heading straight to the casino.
Yeah, but you know what our luck is? It's going to happen every time you and I go gamble after we take out $1,500 or call on us. Yeah. We have to call to increase our limit. So it's.
That's because they know us well.
They do.
Have you ever had an accidental Zelle into your bank account before?
No, have you?
I have, and it actually happened to me recently.
How much?
Like $50. It doesn't matter. But I was in the middle of thinking that I was getting scammed because it's an immediate transfer of money, right? Yeah. So it's not like a pending thing. But I was nervous that if I sent the money back, that they were going to get all of my information. I don't know how it works.
Or
right?
If you did send the money back, it's somehow a scam, and then they would, you know.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just
spend it.
I did send it back because
you did?
I got a sad text. Because when you're Zelle, your phone number is attached.
Yeah.
So I got like a sad text that was like, hey, my mom accidentally sent this money to you.
Oh, this sounds like a scam.
Blah, 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 blah.
You got scammed.
Did I, though?
So I think that somehow you got scammed on that. Yeah, that sounds just like pulling on the
heartstrings. Well, if they needed $50, then there you go. It was $50. I've been checking. I don't know. Can you scam people through Zelle?
Yes. Not really. No.
There's got to be a way that they do it.
No. I mean, it's pretty secure. Because it's not like a two-way street. It's either like you're sending Zelle, you're receiving Zelle, but you're not giving them
any information. No, but like if they have an account that you're sending money to from an account, and then it just gets like charged back. There's like these chargeback scams that have been going around for decades.
Really?
So I would keep an eye on that.
I have been.
Ian said you got Jack hacked.
That was supposed to be just for chat.
Oh, it was?
That was.
That wasn't. Well, you're saying that's not good enough for air?
That's why he put it in our chat, twitch.tv/DaveMahoney.
There, it sort of worked.
A little bit.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
I feel like a lot of days the Redneck Report starts with what is wrong with people. Authorities are looking for a man who threw a grenade into an Amazon delivery vehicle in Oklahoma City, causing the driver to jump out while the vehicle was still moving and then crash.
Oh, my God.
Horrible that this happened. Glad the guy got out. But I'd be so mad if my package was in there.
That's what you're worried about?
Yeah. I mean, come on. The how many Amazon packages do you get in a week, Dave and Mahoney?
Not that many anymore.
Oh, really? You've slowed down since...
In any given week, I would say the average is probably 5. And then some
like
weeks...
Like once almost a day?
Yeah. Sometimes, like this week, probably 12.
Okay.
Ordered some stuff, yeah.
Where did this guy find a grenade?
You know, because I feel like, yeah, maybe like we just
ordered
it
off of Amazon.
You know, I had...
I'm sure you could probably find a grenade on Amazon somewhere.
When I was growing up, I had a grenade as a toy. It was like one of my favorites. My dad would always go to the like military surplus store. That was like his favorite store. He always got pants there.
A legit grenade?
I mean, it was
no, like a mean, deactivated. No,
yeah, there was no
like the actual thing middle part was up. Taken out, of yeah. course.
That is
man, when we were little kids, scary. They were like, you know, they give us like fake guns.
Yeah, grenades.
Real grenades, they just were diffused.
And
we're sitting here smoking candy cigarettes and bubblegum cigars. Like,
and like the bubblegum chew. What is that called? Big League Chew.
Big League Chew, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine, Dave, like going and getting your your son a detonated or fake grenade?
No, that's man. Actually
a grenade. Nada said water balloon grenades were huge.
Water balloon grenades,
which
yes.
Those things, dude, you would always try to put them around the hose or the faucet and it would snap
garbage.
Off.
Have you seen the
80s and 90s were wild.
The new invention of water balloons where you just hook one thing
dude,
up to the hose?
A game changer.
It instantly inflates 20 or 40 different balloons
see,
and they all just fall right
this
off.
Generation coming up soft. We had to do that every time. You'd like try to like split open the...
yes, and you had to find the balance of trying to get it full enough where when you threw it at somebody, it would break.
Broke so, in your own hands.
Yeah, or you try to put it over the hose mouth and it would split and you'd have to start all over
again.
It would
blow up in your own hands, or you'd throw it at somebody and it wouldn't be full enough and it would
bounce.
Just bounce back.
But those were tactical.
Oh,
because
yeah,
you would always have some of those because you could throw them like a baseball and just bounce those things off somebody's noggin. But that was the thing, too. Like, the grenade that I had, it was more the circular one as opposed to the, like, ribbed for his pleasure grenade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. The
yep.
baseball. Yep. And I would throw that at my friends and hit them with it. And it, you knew that just really welts. Like, we were just ruthless.
Ruthless,
yeah. So if you were to escape from jail, what do you think that the worst way of escaping would be?
I mean, you
walking
go...
Walking through the front door.
No. The worst way
like
to
once
escape...
once you're out.
It's the... what was that movie with that Stephen King wrote? The
Spoons Through the Wall?
No, where you go through the sewage system. You Andy Dufresne it.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, where you go through the sewer... Well, he went through the sewer system.
This guy
crawled through like a mile of poop.
Yeah, I mean, that would be terrible. Right, a 27-year-old convicted felon found his way out of a jail in Florida, East Naples. He is a 3-time convicted felon, but he decided that his way of escaping was going to be to swim away.
Sure.
They have like an Alcatraz somewhere down there that I don't know about?
No, they like chased this guy... Or they found out where he was, and he decided that he was going to get in the lake and swim away.
I mean, if that's your only shot, shoot or shoot. You got to try.
First off, it's the most obvious because you're out there splashing or you're
splashing.
Dead.
I mean, or you can just doggy paddle.
It's the slowest form.
Nah, I just
quietly doggy paddling.
Got
away.
My nose just slightly above the water.
Like a hippopotamus? What are you doing?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, Dave, you guys are old as s***. Audrey, and you guys are still fairly young. I'm just curious as to if y'all might even have similar answers. If you can go back, look back at your lives, is there a 3-year period you feel like you just didn't do enough or you feel like you could go back and just redo it better?
Message deleted.
I mean, everyone thinks that they could go back and do it better with the current knowledge that they have. But as I was stumbling and bumbling my way along, no, if I had the same amount of knowledge, I don't think I would have necessarily done it better.
I mean, agree. Like, do we have the stuff from the future? Like, oh, invest in Bitcoin and Apple and whatever.
None of that nonsense.
Yeah, that's,
no.
But if you could just like make things better. I mean, yeah, there's always things that could be done better, but. I don't want to go back.
Also, who's sitting around critiquing their life like that? Like, I'm just trying to enjoy it.
Move
man.
Forward.
Forward yeah. momentum.
Yeah.
100%.
Always. I mean, there's nothing guaranteed. We don't have any promise of tomorrow or health in the future. You know, you see terrible things happen to people all of the time. Just try to enjoy it now while you can.
But I feel like that says something about the mentality of who we are as people. I feel like sometimes a lot of people get a little lost in the sauce of, like, the what-ifs, the woulda, shoulda, couldas. Like, And I don't want to say it's like a victim mentality, but like if you think that there are better days ahead, and if you think that there is going to be some type of positive outcome by the end of your day, if it's a bad morning, like if it's not going to be bad better by lunchtime, like if you're always seeing doom and gloom, then yeah, you're probably going to look backwards like think about better days that are, or whatever it might be.
I don't, I feel like I'm stupid, but I also feel like it's kind of like my superpower. I always think things are going to get better.
Yeah.
Always.
Can you, I mean, because.
Oh, I mean, like legitimately. Like, I always think, like, this is, things are great right now, but
they
will
be better.
They are going to be better down the road for sure.
Yeah, especially if you set yourself up with that type of mentality. Then all you can do is win for yourself.
One of the, I know it's a dumb motivational poster that exists, or I saw it in meme form a couple weeks ago, but it really made me remember, and that's why I'm going to bring it up right now. I saw a meme that said, "Today is the youngest you'll ever be."
Ooh, oh, oh, ah.
Man, my back hurts.
Everything hurts. We're dying.
It's only going to get worse.
No, but it is. I mean, but that means just enjoy it while you can, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like.
That's why you ate a whole sleeve of cookies yesterday and treated yourself to a nap.
That's right. Yesterday was the youngest I was ever going
to be. Now you're a little older and wiser. Yep. You probably wouldn't do that today, but yesterday was your day. Let's just chalk it up to youth.
Mm-hmm.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What disturbing fact do you wish you didn't know? You know, like how dolphins commit that terrible crime. You know, I don't want to say it on the radio right now, but yeah, I wish I really didn't know that.
Message deleted.
Yeah, dolphins are rapists.
For real.
Yeah, they're creeps.
I don't like I know that there is a type of species of frog that has their baby tadpoles on their back. And whenever they get to the stage of being untadpole little baby frogs, they bend their back forward to pop them all out like pimples.
Yeah, the way that like spiders carry around all their babies on their backs, like I don't know.
I hate that.
You're a spider covered in spiders.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
I want to scrub my brain clean of that thought.
Yeah. Can't really think of any like horrible facts that right off the top of my head, but I did see something yesterday that it's not horrible, but I, you know, I'm probably going to hell for thinking this is an awesome account. I came across an OnlyFans account that was the actress or the creator. Her name was The Panty Christ. Which I was like, that is a solid porn pun name that is sending me straight to hell.
How did you stumble across?
You know, don't worry about that.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Do you guys feel like you've had a peak moment in life yet?
Oh, no.
Because this guy at the baseball game catches the foul ball in his beer and then chugs it. And you got to think, like, as far as, like, singular peak moments in life, that's got to be up there, right?
Inside out, fought foul. He just provided the greatest additive to a beverage. The baseball landed in a beer cup, and he just housed the whole beer with the ball in the cup. Oh, the deliciousness that is game-used beer.
To go from just a normal fan in the crowds to being the one that everyone in the whole stadium is cheering for, that's amazing.
I love announcers' voices like that.
Yeah.
It is something, there is something so comforting to me. I don't know if you guys feel this way, especially, I mean, maybe not.
The baseball announcers that you grow up with.
Yeah,
you know?
Baseball and golf are the two.
You know, I mean, they're.
You get some of that with football, like Al Michaels on a Sunday night.
But it's not usually your team. You know, a lot of times we're watching the national broadcast or whatever it may be, just depending on that. But with baseball, you've got the guy who's there and does it for 70 years.
Yes,
if it's a good organization,
right? Yeah,
you know, you think of like for me, I grew up with Jack Buck. Loved the sound of Jack Buck's voice. Or you think of if L.A. Vin Scully, you know, like. You know, there are just certain voices that are just so ingrained. And every time you hear them, it has comfort.
It really does. And it makes me, it soothes me to the point of, and just growing up with parents who were big into sports, and I wasn't really like a huge like NFL fan as a 8-year-old, 9-year-old girl. But it definitely invokes some type of emotional tie to me where I just like hear that and then the crowd clamoring in the background. And I'm like,
Yeah, there's something specifically about listening to baseball on the radio. When I was a kid, I used to go fishing with my dad on the lake, and it was, you know, right around sunset-ish, mm-hmm. you know, and the Minnesota Twins would be on the AM radio. And he had this little white radio that he brought, and we just sit out there and listen to the, and this was back like when the Twins, they won the World Series twice within 4 years, you know,
so big deal.
But they were great as a team. But to sit there and just listen to those games for hours on end, I don't remember who the announcers are from back in the day, but like there was just something about those
the
moments
feeling.
Where you're like,
what
yeah,
Bob
attached
Uecker?
To a feeling.
Yeah, you know, Bob Uecker. I didn't know.
He's still going.
He's still going in Milwaukee.
Yep.
And they got a statue of him.
Dude, I mean, for,
like when you're good enough, there's a statue of you and you're
still
working.
Alive.
You're still kicking ass.
They didn't do a Harry Carey statue until he was like 5 years after he died.
You can just see the statue of you like erect and being like, heck yeah. Do you take a picture next to it? And
yeah,
like,
of course you
put
do.
It in. Yeah,
yes.
You do. You next to
like,
it and
I'm
put it in
I'm
your office.
I'm going to jump into my own arms.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. The land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada